Thank you, everyone.
Okay, so when you come back, we'll sing you for you if you're getting late. Okay.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I just made it for him, Mataji. His birthday today. Oh. He attends every day class. He's the first person to join in the class. So I thought I'll give him something.
Right.
Mukund is always crying to me. He says that you are expert in bhakti.
Send me this photo of Mukund Mataji.
Yeah, I'll send you one. I'll put it in the group. Both are the person who join every day. Samskruti and Ramachandra Samskruti. These two kids are like, as soon as Govinda starts, they are in the call. And
very
grateful to these two kids. Samskruti, very grateful to you, Samskruti. You are the person who joined the first in the class of Govinda. I'm really appreciating you, this bottom of my heart, you know. So much love I have seen from you for Krishna. And the way you chant, 8 rounds she chants, Mataji, Samskruti. So much to learn from these kids.
I know.
Thank you, Mataji.
Very nice, Samskruti. And you know, these children are very participative also, everyone. But then... you know, when you are so enthusiastic, just like, you know, what Amrendra Prabhu says, that when the speaker is not there, you can have somebody else come and speak also.
Yeah, but I heard this one.
Yeah, but when there is no audience, then it is a problem, right? So you all are like always present. You all are present before the call. So that also tells like how you are interested in it or how much you want to do in Krishna consciousness. Very nice.
Yeah, Mataji, okay. I remember he said that in one lecture, like, if there's no speaker, there can be like a replacement or something. But if there is no audience, you can't really replace that.
I know, right. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll share this line. Okay, everybody can see the slide? Okay. Okay, then we have Balavrinda, Advait, Isha, Kavya, Subhadra, Subhadra Giridhari, so Sudevi, and who is this? I know, but who is this? Is this Kushi? Vamsidhari Gopal Prabhu's daughter? Then we have Krishna Nena Mukund. Okay. So we can start with our prayers, everyone together. Okay. Everyone can unmute and see to it that you're going at the same pace. Okay. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Namo Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Krishna Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachayini Nirvishesha Shunvadi Pashchata Shatvadi Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Ashvaitya Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravata Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Okay. So, last week we all were doing the 7.3. Okay, remember we started with the 7.3. There are some stories which were there, which we are still yet to complete. So we'll complete this part and then just go with all the verses till now what we have done. Okay, or you, what we can do is, you know, let me do one thing. Okay, let's do with this. So we have Balavrinda. Can you recite this verse? Or first we can, then we can start.
Can I say the verse?
Yes, go ahead.
Manushanam sarve lokasya jatati siddhaye yatha dhammaka siddhanam kashyan mamedi tatpata. Thank you, Mataji.
Very good. Then we have Sanskriti. Can you go with this verse, Sanskriti?
Yes, Mataji. Manushanam sarve lokasya jatati siddhaye
Very good. Yes, Isha.
Yes, Mataji. Manusha nam sarashreshu kashchi chariti siddhyare yathatam api siddhyanam kashchit mam vatati tatvataha.
Very good. Kavya.
Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatiti siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam karshin mam veti tatvataha. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Then we have Subhadra.
Manushyanam.
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 Manushyanam
sahasreshu
kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api
siddhanam
kaschin Mam, yeti tatvataha.
Veti tatvataha. Very nice. Okay. Then we have Sudevi.
Yata manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. Thank you.
Very nice. Hari Bol. Advait. Advait, then Atharva.
Okay, Mataji. It took some time because I had to wash my hands. They were not clean. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatat api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. Thank you, Mataji.
Very good. Yatatam. Atharva?
Yes, Mataji. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Then Dhruva. Yeah, go ahead, Dhruva.
Okay. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha.
Very good. Isha, okay. Isha?
Yes, Masasi?
Go ahead.
Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhyanam kaschit mam veti tatvataha.
Very good. Kaschim mam veti tatvataha. Very good. Kavya, did you say?
Yes, Mataji, already said.
Okay. Samskriti, did you say?
Yes, Mataji.
Samskriti also said. Okay. Subhadra Giridhari?
Manushyanam sahasteshu kashya yatati shetaya yatatam api siddhanam kashyan mam veti tatvata.
Very good. Giridhari?
Can my brothers?
Yes, Giridhari.
Manushyanam sahasteshu kashya yatati siddhaya yatatam api siddhanam kashyan mam veti tatvata.
Very good. Then we...
Mataji?
Yes?
I know text 4.
Very nice, very nice. Subhadra Giridhari? No, sorry. Atharva?
Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschi yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschi mamye veti tatvatah. Thank you, Mataji.
Very good. Very good. Krishna Nena?
Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvatah. And Mataji, my sister's name is Sahasra.
Very good. That, was that the reason that you got surprised when you were reading it now?
I know. I know this book. Okay.
Vamsi Dhari Gopal Das means, is it Khushi? Hari Bol? Okay, we do not know. Okay, Mukind is yet to come. Did everybody get... wait, let me see. I'll just lower all the hands. Okay. Did everyone get a chance or did I miss anyone? Everybody said it, right? Okay, so now you know what, see, what we are going to do is, we are all saying the verses, right? And it is, everyone is saying the verse, so it's really nice that we all are trying our best. So, this is for me also, okay, when I'm saying this. So, when we are saying this verse, now what we will try, you know, is that any word which is there, if we feel that the pronunciation is a little bit messed up by us, then we'll try to work on that. Okay, so whenever you are saying the verses, we'll also try to say the pronunciations properly. And I remember what we have said, that in Sanskrit, whenever you're saying the verse, or rather in any language, whenever you're speaking, your vani should be very swachha. That means your words, your pronunciation should be very clear. Okay, and specifically when it is for your Sanskrit, you have to open your mouth wide, and then each and every word should be properly emphasized. Okay, majorityly what I do is I always have the verse in which the Devanagari and the English is also given. Wait, what I'll do is I am going to stop this share and I will just have the other. Okay, in this also we do not have it. One second, let me just do it in a different way. Just give me 1 second. Why is it not there? It is always. Okay, let me see. Yeah. Okay, what I'm going to do is, yeah, can you see the screen now?
Yes, Mataji.
In which the Devanagari and the English is given? Is that screen?
What, Mataji?
You can see it is written in Devanagari and in this thing,
yes,
right?
Mataji.
Yes,
yes, Yes, Mataji.
Okay. So see, now wherever, like I know many of you already know it, but for those who are new or they might be having it as a hard to understand this, see, we are on a Vedabase page, okay? So everyone in your phone, if you can have your Vedabase downloaded, I don't know how it is. I think it's paid or not. I don't know how it is. But then there's a Vedabase site where everything is there, or everything, majority of our scriptures from, I think everything is there on the Vedabase also. Okay. So we can just search and it can be available at the, just at one click. So now see over here, when, yes, Atharva?
Mataji, I just want to say that I know the 7th chapter on 7.1, 7.4, and all the way until 7.9.
Very nice. Very nice. You know what? One day I'm trying that maybe we can have a show and tell. Okay?
Okay.
In that, everybody will get at least, you know, at least one full class we can have it, so that whatever you know, you can have that showcase. In your schools, you all have show and tell, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. So, see, now over here on A, there is a small line on A. Okay. The after that, also, there is a small line. Then you see that everywhere, wherever there is that A, it is called as A. Okay. Manushyanam. Okay. Wherever it is like Siddhanam, Aam. Now this A, this over this A, there is no line. So we say Kashchin, A we say. Wherever this is only A, we say A. Api, Yatati, Sahasreshu, A we say. But when there is a line over this, it becomes A. Okay? That matra comes over it. So now where do we go wrong is when we are saying this word at times, okay? Now this is yatatam. It's not yatatam. It is yatatam. Then api, siddhanam, a again. Okay? So just we'll pay attention to this when we are always going with it. Is that okay, everyone? Understanding what we said?
Yes.
Okay, many of them definitely know it. But then, Hare Krishna Samhita.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hi, Bol. We missed you last time.
Yeah.
I hope you're good. Everything is okay at your end? Okay. Yeah, so then we'll go along with that, okay? So now, who else is left? We'll just check with that, okay? So we'll go stop share and then we'll new share. Okay. So we have new who joined was, okay, Sumedha joined new, right? Sumedha? Where did Sumedha go? Vikhyat is also there with us. Sumedha, can you recite this verse? If needed, I'm there to help you, okay? No, Samhita, sorry, Samhita.
Yep.
Yes, Amita.
Manusa.
Manushyanam.
Manushyanam.
Sahasreshu.
Sahasreshu. Kashit. Kashit. Yatati. Sadhya.
Siddhaye.
Siddhaye. Yatatam.
Yatatam. Very good.
Yatatam. Api. Siddhun.
Siddhanam.
Siddhunam. Siddhunam. Kasikan.
Kashin.
Kashin. Mam.
Veti.
Vedi.
Tatvataha.
Tatvataha.
Very good. Very nice. Then we have Vikhyat joined. Vikhyat.
Yes, Mataji.
Go ahead, Vikram.
Manushyanam sahasreshu kashchit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashchin mam veti tatvatah.
Very good. Okay. Atharva, can you read the translation for us?
Yes, Mataji. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Very good. Okay, so now see the last time we started with this verse, like how, like out of thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. No, that means what we say, suppose in a group of 100, maybe 10 will try to get things done. Out of 10, maybe only one will achieve what they are trying to do, right? So just as we go on decreasing, or just as we go on finding out what, you know, as we go on finding to the success, then it goes on narrowing. Like suppose in a marathon, okay? In a marathon, there are maybe thousands of people who have participated. Out of those thousands, there are only hundreds which come in a specific time limit that whatever they had to complete it in. Then out of those 100, then there are maybe the first 10 who are going to be again in the, you know, perfect in the whatever the time was drawn. Maybe when there is a second round done, there will be only 10 of them who will be qualified for the next round. And then out of those 10, there will be only 3 of them who will be first, second, third winner. And then out of those 3 winners, there will be only one who is going to be at the top, right? Over here, what it is, out of thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection. Like some of them will try to get into perfection. Now, what is the perfection of a devotee? Can somebody tell me? How do we say that, okay, a devotee is trying to get perfect? Yes, Subhadra?
They can chant.
Very good. Okay, one thing at a time also, if you tell, that's also okay. Yes, anybody else wants to say?
Mataji, can Subhadra go?
Yes, Subhadra, Giridhari, and then Atharva. Yes.
The devotees for perfection, they chant rounds for the Lord and they do service to the Lord.
Very nice. Very good. Atharva?
Mataji, I saw this in Mahabharata. So, like, the Draupadi was helping Krishna because his hand was bleeding, and then there was a disrobing, and then Krishna from somewhere gave her more stuff. So we need to chant. So then Krishna will give us perfection or something good that we need.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Anybody else wants to share any thoughts? Okay. So now when we are chanting, what are we doing? Like, does Krishna need our rounds? Like, is he counting our rounds? How many we are doing? Or is that chanting, why is that chanting so important? Like, Krishna wants to add all those rounds under his name? What is Krishna?
No, Mataji, he's looking at the love.
Very good. And what else is it going to do?
Devotion,
okay. Yes, Subhadra?
So we can go to Goloka Vrindavan.
Okay, we can go to Godhead of Goloka Vrindavan. Okay, suppose, yes, Amita?
He wants to see who has more love for him.
Okay, very nice. Yes, Atharva?
So then we could go more into spiritual.
Okay, we can have more of our spiritual thoughts. Yes, Isha?
So we can go to Gokul and see Krishna.
Okay, so that we can go to Goloka and see Krishna. Okay, so now tell me, you know what, like one fine day I just get up and I just think about, you know, oh, what is Kavya doing? Oh, what is Samskriti doing? Then again, after some time, I keep on thinking, oh, maybe Kavya is in fourth standard, maybe Samskriti is in fourth standard. Then again, I think, oh, did Samskriti join her class or did Kavya join her class today? Then again, I keep thinking that, okay, what was Samskriti wearing today? What was Kavya wearing today? Then I start feeling, oh, that maybe where does Kavya live? And where does Samskriti live? Is it too late for them? What am I doing? Always Kavya, Samskriti, when I'm doing, what am I doing?
Mataji, you're thinking of them instead.
Ah, so I'm thinking of them. Now,
and you're what thinking of them instead of taking care of yourself.
Yeah, so I'm always like, my whole day has been just going on thinking about Kavya and Samskriti, right? So I'm remembering them by always like thinking about them, right? So I'm remembering them. So Krishna is not waiting for, oh, how many rounds is this devotee chanting? Let me see. He's not sitting with that notebook of rounds. What is he doing? Through our rounds. See, if I'm doing my rounds, okay, I'm just having my chanting bead over here and I'm seeing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, come on, clean that part over here and do this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, I have to cook. I don't know what I'm going to cook. I'm chanting. So is that going to help me?
Mataji, I've seen so many people do such things.
Okay, that's okay. We are not going to spotlight on anybody's doing, because what did Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj say? He said that instead of looking at somebody else's points or instead of looking at somebody else what they are doing, first I have to look at myself. When I look at myself, there is no devotee who is doing wrong things than me. So always we have to always think about myself doing the wrong thing. Only then we can correct ourselves. We are not going to correct anybody else. No matter what anybody else is doing, I don't have to pay attention to it. At the end of the class, I'll tell you one story related to it, okay? So then, just remind me, Suraj, okay? So then what happens is, it is not about the rounds. It is in the rounds how we are remembering the Lord. And you know, can I tell you one trick? I know you all are chanting much more better than what we are chanting, because you have that innocence in you. So when you know what you can do is, at night, just have a habit of reading at least one story from the Krishna book, or at least one page from the Bhagavad Gita, or one page from the Srimad Bhagavatam at night before you go to sleep. Yes?
I read Chaitanya Charitamritam.
Very good. Some scripture related to Krishna consciousness. If you read either the Back to Godhead or something related to our Krishna consciousness, you know what will happen is, first of all, you get a nice sleep, a peaceful sleep. And next thing is, next morning when you are chanting, you will remember some part of what you have read. Okay. And that reading is going to be from either from a Bhagavatam, either from a Krishna story, from something related to Krishna consciousness. Okay. And that will help you to have more love for the scriptures, more love for the Lord. And this is what we are trying to get from this, right? So we are trying to remember the Lord, because you know what, in this material world, we are so occupied with so many things. See, now when I go to my school, I have to totally dedicate myself over there. But you know, always back of the mind, whenever things go wrong or whenever things go right, I always try to think. I'm not saying I always think, but I always try to think that, yes, this is the mercy of the Lord. Sometimes things go very bad. Then also I have to think that maybe there is something which is coming out from this, right? So your remembrance of the Lord and your faith in the Lord is what is important. Yes, Atharva, you want to say something?
Yes, Mataji. So can we do like Abhaycharan?
Abhaycharan?
Yes.
What do you want to do?
No, like do what
I want to see what Prabhupada did.
Okay, so you want to see the movie?
No, not the movie. Mataji. Like I just want. Is there like a book or maybe a video?
Yes, you have the Prabhupada Lilamrita. Have you started reading Prabhupada Lilamrita?
No.
That is the best, you know, Atharva, if you really want to understand Srila Prabhupada in detail, what you can do on every Friday in the morning at 10 o'clock CST, okay? At 10 o'clock CST, we have Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita and one of the Matajis or Prabhujis, they come and deliver a class on Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. So right now we are on volume 1, chapter 10. Okay. So then you can get out. Ask your parents. When is your birthday, Atharva?
My birthday is December 8th.
Oh, it was December 8th. Did I wish you? I miss you, I think, Atharva. Wish you belated happy birthday. Okay. So, if you have not yet received your gift, ask your parents that if they can gift you with Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. Do you like reading?
Yes, Mataji.
Yes, so then that is a perfect gift for you.
Atharva, just saying, you don't have to take Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, but take the weekly Back to Godhead. That's also, if you do that every day, then that's also almost as good as Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita.
Okay, yeah, but he wants to know Srila Prabhupada in detail. So if that is one thing, it is always good to have Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. Okay? Subhadra, you want to say something?
I also read Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita.
You have Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita? Very nice. Very nice. Are you reading it?
Yeah, we read it every night.
Very good. And it is, you know, it's just like a story, you can read it. And at times you will be in tears when you're reading it. Does it happen, Subhadra, to you when you're reading that?
Yeah.
Right? There are so many hardships that Srila Prabhupada went through that it is really inspiring to read it. Yes, Samhita, you had something to say?
My mom reads Prabhupada Lilamrita to get initiated.
Very nice, very nice. You can also at least listen to her, right?
Yeah, I listen to her.
Very nice. So, okay, what question were we on? So, we were like when we are chanting when we are chanting, the main purpose is that we are remembering the Lord, we are remembering his pastimes. And again, you know what, see, human being is so greedy. Human being is always thinking about himself. Again, when we are doing this, it is again for myself only. I know it is for that I'm having the love for, I'm trying to invoke the love for the Lord. But again, it is for my purification that I'm doing it. Okay. See, the Lord is all self-sufficient. He does not need anything from us. But that love for Krishna to have in each and every person's heart, this chanting is a very, you know, it's a simple process doing kirtan, just like our birthday boy, Mukund. What he does is, he's like, Hare Krishna, Kabir and Satvik. What does he do? He is like, when he comes to this class, at the same time in his home, Bhakti Vriksha is going on. And then he is the one who does the kirtan over there, the aarti over there. So he does that and then he comes back to our class. So this dedication from you all is all that shows that how much you love the scriptures, love for Srila Prabhupada, love for our class, right? So try to have that feeling when you are doing the reading of the verses. Okay. So see, out of many thousands among men, one may endure for perfection. So this perfection which is there is very important, okay? That means we should be in such a stage wherein we understand that what is the importance of Krishna consciousness. How many of you, can somebody tell me, or you all want to throw your thoughts on it, that what does perfection in Krishna consciousness mean?
Madhuri, going to temple every day.
Okay, going to temple every
day. And also, chanting japa.
Yes, Subhadra.
You chant.
Okay.
Attaining love for Krishna.
Yes, Vikha.
Attaining love for Krishna.
Attaining love for Krishna, very nice. Samskriti, yes, Samskriti. One second, okay. Samskriti.
Devotional service.
Devotional service. Who else was there now? Dhruba?
Yeah, I want to say.
Yes, Balavrinda.
Okay, so I want to say that something that I can is that
Narsimha. I couldn't hear you, Balavrinda.
Narsimha.
Narsimha, okay. Love for Narsimha.
I said dress him up. Dressing up.
Okay, dressing up for the Lord. Very nice.
Mataji?
Yes, Advait?
I remember in one story, it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sees a man who's reading Bhagavatam, but he can't read. He's illiterate. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said still he has reached like the actual meaning of Krishna consciousness, because even though he can't read, he still is crying and he was actually trying really hard to read it.
Very nice, very nice, very nice apt example. Yes, Kabir and Satvik?
To do like all of like the festivals and fast.
Okay, like, very nice. Observing all the festivals and fasting on the important days. Okay, yes, Isha?
Hearing about Leelas.
Hearing about the Leelas of the Lord. Okay. So, see, Krishna consciousness for every person will be a different way, right? See, everything, yeah. It is just like, you know, there are different ways and means. You know, when you have one destination, suppose now suppose Kalachinchi temple I need to reach, okay? So what will happen is there's one way which is coming through Frisco, there's one way which is coming through Allen, there's one way which is coming through
Plano,
yes. One way which is coming to Plano, or you know, there are different ways by which people are going to come. But the main destination is always going to be the Kalachinchi temple, right? So no matter what different ways we can find, like some of them can find their perfection by cooking for the Lord, okay? And they might be very nice in making prasadam for the Lord. And, okay, did we ask everyone? Samhita, did you answer? I'll just have hands lowered.
Doing okay. Prayers?
Doing prayers for the Lord, very nice. So, see, everybody will have different ways, right? Now, some of you might be very interested in reading, and then you might start reading the scriptures, just like Atharva said that he wants to know more about Srila Prabhupada, right? Then somebody might say that, like how Balavrinda is, I know Balavrinda is interested in everything else, but she will also, she has more inclination towards the verses. Right? So then she is learning the verses and she's trying to find more about the Lord through that. So different people or different devotees will have different ways by which they can find the love for God. So in that way, we are trying to be perfect. Okay. And we are making all our endeavors for it. Like Vrinda Gopika Mataji, she makes such beautiful prasadam, such wonderful prasadam. And then she also gives it to the devotees. She also distributes it to the devotees. So she is trying to achieve her perfection through that way. And now you all are reading scriptures. So you are trying to attain it through this reading process. So everybody is trying to get perfection. Now this perfection is not in material terms. this perfection is not in material terms. That means, oh, if I get $100, then I am perfect. If I get a good salary, then it is perfect, right? Over here, this is perfection is not going to be measured in material terms. This perfection means how much love for the Lord and how much surrendered you are to the Lord. Okay? Now, when we say surrender, wait, what we'll do is we'll go ahead with the further part. Okay? Because if one word, and we go into a detailed thing. Hardly one knows me in truth. I think today we are missing Tushita and Tanvik, right? Tushita and Tanvik is missing today. So see, last time what we said was we are trying to find our identity in this material world. We are trying to go through different ways and means to the Lord, right? And what is our main thing? That what is exactly the main goal of life, or what is exactly the love for the Lord, right? And then with respect to that, we have one story to be shared, and I'll just share that story. Okay, let me just see. Okay, so we have time now. Okay. So now there is, let's see, now the story is said in two different ways also. So let us see which one we can go ahead with. Okay. So, you know, like in one North India, there was a poor Brahmana. Now the story is also like how it came as a thief had come to Sanatan Goswami. It is said in that terms, in that way also. So let's go with one part of the story. Okay. That in North India, a poor Brahmana lived. And he had his daughter to be married. He had his daughter of a marriageable age. And then he did not have money to conduct the marriage. Then he prayed to Lord Shiva. Again, I'm telling this story has a different way of saying also. So we'll go with that as well. So then he prayed to Lord Shiva. And then he had a dream, because he did not have money for his daughter's wedding, right? So then he prayed to Lord Shiva, and then Lord Shiva came into his dream and he told him that go to Vrindavan, and over there you'll find Sanatan Goswami and you can go and meet him. Okay, and then your problem will be solved. So Vrindavan was very far away. And then this Brahmana, he started his journey and he went to Vrindavan. Now again, because it was a long journey, it took him weeks to reach over there. Then now what he thought was, like, because he needed a lot of money for his daughter's wedding, so he thought that maybe I have got an address of a very rich person who is going to really fulfill all my needs and I'm going to get a lot of money with me. Okay, so when he reached at Sanatan Goswami's residence, or where Sanatan Goswami was sitting, he told him that I am a Brahmin from Varanasi, and when I was praying to Lord Shiva about my problems, that I have no money for my daughter's wedding, Lord Shiva directed me to Vrindavan and he told me to meet you. So please give me some money so that I can have my daughter's marriage done. Okay. And this is on Lord Shiva's word that I have come over here. Now when Srila Sanatan Goswami, he was in his bhajan kutir and he was doing his sadhana. Okay. What he said was, like, he saw, first of all, this Brahmana, he saw that, you know what, like, I thought this is a very rich person and this person is really very, might be having lots of riches. But looking at the dress of this person, looking at the dress of Sanatan Goswami, I don't feel that he has enough money. I don't know whether I was sent to the right person. Because what Sanatan Goswami, he wore just one loincloth, just one dhoti cloth. And for his food also, he used to have the bhiksha, right? That he used to go door to door, get small amount of prasadam, whatever is Krishna prasadam. And then he used to cook his meal and then only eat it. And he was so simple that he did not even eat the chapati with salt. Okay, he just had it without salt. And he offered the same thing to his deities also. Now, when he went and he asked this Brahmana, when he went and he asked to Srila Sanatan Goswami for money for his daughter's marriage, you know, he was he was sent to by Srila Sanatan Goswami, that he said that, you know what, in the water over there, in the on the bank of Yamuna, you can find some sand over there, and in the sand you will find something somewhere. I don't know where the touchstone is kept, but I had a touchstone and I've kept it over there. Go and find it and then keep it for yourself. Okay, now what does a touchstone do? A touchstone means wherever it touches, it turns it into gold. Okay, you just hold it in front of an iron rod and you keep it on the iron rod turns gold. If you keep it on silver rod, the silver rod also turns gold. So then this touchstone was there. Now he was very happy. He said, very good. Now I can get it and I can go back on to my home place and then I can have my things done in a very proper way. Okay. On the way home, however, his greed for money increased and he began thinking, why did Sanatan Goswami keep the touchstone in the sand? That means, was it such a simple, you know, we see, like when you have a, suppose there is a cave full of diamonds and jewels, okay? Then what you feel? That greed for the greed from people goes on increasing. That, okay, should I first, maybe they just went to take 1 rupee or 1 diamond, but then when they see so many diamonds, they want to just grab everything, right? So the same thing happened with this Brahmin also. He said that, you know what, like in a sand, dug in a sand, this touchstone was kept. That means, was it so very simple for Sanatan Goswami that such a precious stone was just kept in sand? That means there must be something more valuable than the stone that Sanatan Goswami has it. And he said, now if I have come so far, why don't I take that valuable thing with me instead of just taking this one stone? So then what he thinks, because of his doubt, he walks back and he asks Sanatan Goswami that you have kept this touchstone in such a place where anybody could find it. That means this is not really the precious gift which you have or the precious thing which you have. Maybe you have something which is more precious and you really value that. And you know what? Now that I've come so far, I really want to take the best with me. I want to really take the most precious thing which you have. And I really feel that this Chintamani jewel or this touchstone which you have given me is just one part of your riches. It might be that you have something which is more valuable than this. Then Sanatan Goswami says, yes, I have something which is more precious and I have it with me all every time. But then he says, if you want to get that thing from me, that precious jewel from me, then what you have to do is, first you have to throw this jewel into the river. You have to get rid of this jewel first, and only then I will be able to give you something which is more precious to my heart. Okay. And then what does this Brahmana do? He throws away that Chintamani jewel, or he throws away that the touchstone which he had, and then he takes a bath in the Yamuna and then he comes back. Okay. And then Sanatan Goswami shows him the Radha Krishna deities which he has. Okay. And then he tells him about the Lord and he tells him about the Mahamantra. Okay. And he says that if this worldly jewels which are there are not going to help you, they will be there for a few minutes, they will be there for a few time with you. But this knowledge and this love for the God which is there, if it remains in your heart, you are always a rich person. Okay. He says, I do not have worldly jewels, but I have transcendental jewels. The jewel of Lord Krishna and Sri Radha will come to you in every short time. So he says that this love for Godhead, if you have the love for Krishna, if you have in, you do not need what the worldly jewels are going to do for you. That happiness which you get from the worldly thing is nowhere important for you at that time. So he says, and don't get worried now that you have come over here to Vrindavan, stay over here. Your daughter's marriage will take place anyway, and you stay over here and you take care of your this new found jewel which is there in your heart of Krishna consciousness or of the love for God. So see what happened, as our verse says that And what happened? This Brahmana, he stayed over there and he started chanting, and he became a very nice devotee, a very nice chant. He used to chant very nicely. So see what we said, that many of them will endeavor for perfection, but out of that only one will know me in truth. So this is very important. Only one knows me in truth. Just like how in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna, many of them know, okay, everybody knew that, okay, yes, Krishna is Lord. But they were not believing it. They were not trusting it. Okay? Because, you know, in this material world, when if the Lord is also going to come, and if we know the reality also, then too, we being more scientific and we being more having more brains, what do we say? What is the praman? What is the proof? We always try to get praman, and we always try to get the proofs for everything, right? Now, suppose if I tell my son that, okay, do not do this on today. Today is Ekadashi. Don't cut your hair. Or today is Ekadashi. Don't cut your nail. Then he will, my elder son, then he will say, why do you want? Give me a reason. And I think the new generation, you all want reasons, right? How many of you reason with your parents? Why should I not do this?
It has Mataji.
Many of you, right? Everybody is sailing in the same boat. Tell me a reason. And you all are, at least, you know, at this generation, I think you all are so vocal and you all have that liberty wherein you are asking questions to your parents, that why not? Tell me a reason. Give me a reason. Maybe the surrounding, or maybe everything which is there, that is also the influence. And or maybe your curiosity is there. You want a reasoning for everything. Yes, Advait, you want to say something?
Mataji, it's because whenever my parents decide to say something, I say endukum, or like, why? 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 And my dad gets angry at me because I shouldn't be asking them why.
Yes, because, you know, every time it might not be that there's an explanation to it, because some explanations are just spiritual and you might not take it in the right sense. And then my son also, like, every time, give me a reason and then I will not ask you, I will not bother you. The younger, my younger one, Ashutosh, he does not question much. But my elder son, Krishna, he is always like, because he is in his teenagers. And I think you all might be also stepping into a teenage phase. And then you all, not yet, Sudevi. Sudevi is still small. Sudevi is small still. So there's still time for our Sudevi, Samhita, then Tushita, Balabrinda, right? So then this questioning is there.
Mataji, next year I'm going to become a teenager. Oh no, this year only. This year only.
So when you become a teenager, see to it that you're not troubling your parents, okay? Because those teenage years are very bad for parents. Yeah. They are like, what do I do with this boy? What do I do with this girl?
Yeah, everyone at school also, they say that when you become like a teenager, you're like the most stubborn.
Yes, you feel that, yes, I have got a pair of wings. And I'm going to fly.
But you can't fly without your parents.
That all no type of attitude comes up. And then, you know, when your teenage years are gone, when you become a little bit more mature, then you feel, oh, what did I do this? Why did I do it? Why was I so stubborn? Why was I so adamant at that time? And this is the time when your Krishna consciousness is going to help you. You know why? Because when you are following all the principles which are mentioned, which are given, you become a lot humble. You become a lot, you know, tolerant. And this phase of your life also becomes an easy process through your scriptural knowledge. Okay? Because you know that you are not going to in any way try to disrespect your parents. If they say something, I know everybody wants an explanation for things, but at least you get more tolerant in that. Okay. So remember, this Krishna consciousness, it is just not like, I think Ramgiridhari Prabhu says that Krishna consciousness is a way of life. Okay. That means you have to inculcate these values in your daily life. Only then it is going to help you all. Okay. Yes, Mukund, our birthday boy. Let me ask him to start his video. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Mukund. Okay,
happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to
you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mukul.
Thank you, Mataji, for your blessings. Thank you, everyone. Hare Krishna.
We pray that you go more deep into your Krishna consciousness and do your services with more of your heart and soul into it. And
Krishna, how old are you?
I just turned 11. Oh, because recently he said he was 11, so I thought he turned 12.
Yeah, he's 11.
Well, could you actually?
We can't hear you, Advil.
You got muted. Mukun, you actually look a lot older than you actually are. He's I actually matured. Thought you were turning 12.
He's more matured. So what special, Mukun, for us today? What are you doing special? Mom has prepared special meal.
Yeah, and I also did Mangal Aarti, Tulsi Aarti and Sandhya Aarti.
Very nice, very nice. See, such a beautiful way of celebrating your birthday, right? When you get to do more services, that's the best part of the birthday. So Devi has a...
In our house, we do not have a birthday. Actually, we have a birth week.
Ah, is it? So, having a week of birthday celebration?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, so do you want to tell us more about it?
Yeah, like tomorrow I'm going to be doing outside stuff, like getting gifts.
Okay.
And, like, my sister will take me along and she will go to the store and we'll get gifts.
Very nice. Very nice, yes.
And then it goes on like that for a few more days.
Okay, after your birthday, then few more days still you'll be celebrating your birthday, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. That's so nice, right? I remember, I think, one of my son's birthday, maybe it was third or fourth birthday. And then it happened that I landed up making the number of years he was, that many cakes I had made.
Oh. I think that's a lot of cake.
No, I think
Mataji, I am leaving Mataji. I'll give you the host because I am chanting here. Yes, Mataji, we are also almost done. Once again, Mukund, happy birthday to you, Hari Bol. Leaving the Mataji.
Yeah, so
did you make cakes or cupcakes?
No, I had made cakes. I remember, I think it was one for his school.
Mataji, that's very hard to believe because like three or four cakes are a lot. Did you make like small cakes or like big cakes? Like the normal size?
Big cakes, because one was for his friends, then one was for the temple.
Mataji, my mom makes cakes. My mom makes cakes. She made like six cakes. Probably she takes like cake orders, so she probably made like 300 cakes by now.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So we will wish Mukund a very happy birthday and we will pray that all his dreams in Krishna consciousness are he achieves them and he has a very healthy and happy life ahead. Okay, Mukund? So what we'll do is we all will end here today. And then next week, I think we'll start with the 7.4. Okay? Is that okay, everyone?
Okay,
Mataji.
Okay, Mataji.
Hi Krishna, hi Bola, end the call, okay?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Vancha Kalpataru Bhishma.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol.